Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop Off Podcast with me, your best friend ever, Lewis Ball. And I'm sorry, babe, but you're stuck with just me today and my ramblings, because let me tell you right now, when it's a solo episode, my brain just rolls and there's no stopping it as soon as it starts. We talk about the clubs reopening, all the songs I'm excited to hear back in the clubs, and whether the TikTok dancers are going to come to the clubs. We obviously talk about Love Island, the return of MTV Cribs, and you know what? We have an intellectual discourse about moon landing. Yeah, who says that we can't be intellectual? I actually have a university degree, babes. So I'm basically on the same level as a professor. So yes, it is just me, myself, and I today. I actually have quite a lot to talk about today. Not all of it is relevant. Not all of it I don't think people other than myself will really find interesting. But that is the perks and the benefits of when it's just a solo episode. I don't have to cater to anyone else. Also, this is completely sidetracked. This is the issue with these solo episodes. I get sidetracked really easily, so I don't have someone else here to keep me on topic and keep me on track. But I was listening to Cater. Like this, the only thing I'm thinking, the reason why I'm thinking of this is because I said the word Cater. I was listening to the lyrics of Cater to You, for you, sorry. Gosh, oh my God, that was like almost like blasphemy saying that Destiny's Child song name wrong, by Destiny's Child. And the lyrics are outlandish. The amount that they would do for a partner, I fail to believe that there is a single specimen, actually. Not, I was going to say man, but even specimen who walks this earth who would actually deserve all of that. But then also that says more about my character. Anyway, welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast with me, your host, Lewis Ball. Solo episode. First thing I want to talk about is, obviously, Freedom Day was this week. Not quite pop culture, but we will get onto that. Don't worry. There is a link to this. It is harder than a game of frickin' Cluedo. It is harder than a murder Agatha Christie novel to keep up with these rules and regulations and what actually is happening. But from what I believe and what I know, things are pretty much back to normal. I'm yet to actually venture out yet. Yesterday, I did nothing. Today so far, I actually went for a tan. And can I just say, tanning in England is not the same as tanning in any other country. And do you know why? I've actually pinpointed the exact reason. Because there is no pool that you can dip into to cool off. You just have to sit in a park and sweat and get swarmed by ants. It really just doesn't have the same je ne sais quoi as, you know, tanning in Marbs. But, you know, we can't all be so lucky to hop on a Ryanair flight. Anyway, back to clubs. I am actually going to my first one tonight, which I'm really excited about. But I'm also terrified. I've seen the videos online. I'm pretty sure it was Heaven in London, which is a club. I'm pretty sure it went viral. If you've not seen it, then I'm sure you can search it on Twitter and find it. But they basically like unlocked the dance floor at midnight and they played Rain On Me. And the best way to describe it was the cornucopia in the Hunger Games. It looked like a blood fest. I was quite possibly scared that if I was in there, I would have lost a limb because, you know, I am quite a fragile, weak being. Like, you know, I am 6 foot, verging on 6'1", but in terms of actual muscle mass, there's not a lot going on there. So I would actually worry for myself in one of those. So I'm hoping that by the time it's Tuesday, that the day is today, it's been 2 days. Hopefully the crazy people have got it out their system and I can have a nice relaxed evening with my vodka lime and soda, sipping and having a nice time dancing to some tunes. Getting onto that, the amount of time that has passed since clubs have opened, I have such a long list of songs, which I'm so excited to finally hear in a club. The fact that I've still to hear WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion in a club is ludicrous. It's preposterous. It's any big word that you want to get on a vocabulary. Get the thesaurus app up, babe, and you can find one in there. It'll probably apply to this situation. I pray to I'm praying to a God that I don't believe in that tonight WAP is going to be played, because I will quite frankly lose my mind. And you know what? If WAP doesn't get played, I will take Thought by Megan Thee Stallion as a very, very close runner-up. Okay, because, you know, it's more recent. It only came out last month. It's still in the charts. I feel like I'm going to have more luck with that playing than WAP. But I do need to experience WAP in a club setting. It is a club song. Like, that song was specifically designed, lyrically written, and chemically produced in the studio for a club scenario. It was never meant for my AirPods. It was never meant for my Bluetooth speaker, my bloody UE boom. It was meant for a club sound system. Also, though, I am terrified, speaking of WAP, pop that people are going to start TikTok dancing in the clubs. And I'm saying that because I'm also scared once I've had some liquid courage in me, to say the least, I am going to be that person. Because it takes a lot for me to learn these TikTok dances. I have two left feet. It takes a lot of brain power for me to actually process it. So it is something that I'm quite proud of when I have learned one. And I will show everyone until people actually specifically ask me and request me to stop doing it. So I am scared once I have had some drinks in me, I will be doing the TikTok dances. I'm so excited to actually go out, though. I am saying that I'm scared, but it's going to be fun. And I'm just so excited to finally get a boogie on. One more song that I'm excited to hear. Tap In by Saweetie. Should all these songs that have been through TikTok, and also that I have this, I like to consider myself a playlist connoisseur. You know, my playlists really, like, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but beep to bloody beep, my playlists are bloody fantastic. And I'm not just saying this from my own personal point of view. I've had a multitude of people come up to me and express their love and really validate my musical geniusness. Is it because I did music A-level? Probably not, because my music teacher actually told me that I wasn't allowed to take it past AS because I would have brought the average, grade down for the year group. So it probably isn't actually anything to do with that. It's probably just to do with my amazing ears and the fact that I clean them out regularly, so I'm able to really, like, get the tunes in there. But the one thing that I am bad with playlists, though, is I don't make new ones. I've had the same one now since January 2020. It's got over 400 songs on. And my thumb feels like it's about to pop out its socket every time I go on, because I don't want to listen to the songs at the top anymore. I just want to scroll all the way to the bottom and listen to my most recently added. However, I don't want to create a new playlist because it's just so much easier to have it all in one, and then you can just download it onto the device and it's all there. Who can guess what else we're going to talk about in this podcast? Anyone? Anyone? It may have to do with an island of love. Yes, of course. Love Island is on, and you really think that I'm not going to sit here and run my mouth about it for the next 10 minutes, then you are completely wrong and you're listening to the wrong podcast. And quite frankly, babe, I don't know where you've been for the past few weeks, because it's definitely not been Pop-Up Podcast with Lewis Ball, because you would have known this by now. Am I enjoying this now? I don't want to be mean, but you, by me saying I don't want to be mean, you can take my answer from that. It's giving me documentary vibes with the level of intenseness that this is moving. I am yet to actually be entertained by, how am I going to start this off with me saying, I don't want to be mean. And then in the same breath, not even a full stop. I don't even think a comma has come into the sentence yet. And I'm about to say, I've not been entertained by one thing that's happened this season yet. It's just not hitting. And I don't know what it is, because there are some real good characters in there. Like, I love Faye, I love Chloe, I love Kaz, Liberty. I don't really even mind Hugo nowadays, but they're just not hitting like it used to. And I don't know what they need to do to get this pot stirring. Maybe we need that challenge where they read out tweets about what people have said or what people have said behind each other's backs, because we need something which is really going to get this ball whirring. That's not a saying. What is the ball rolling? Does anybody ever watch that show Golden Balls? Because I remember that anytime I came home from school, Golden Balls would be on the television with my parents, and I never quite understood it. That was just a little anecdote for you all. I'm so glad you guys like that. Millie and Liam are by far my favorite couple. I want Millie to get every single deal. And I'm not just talking about Pretty Little Thing and Simmy Shoes. I want her to get a pot noodle deal. I want her to get her beauty works deal. I want her to be up and down the country doing club appearances. Like, she really just deserves everything. She seems like such a good soul. And her looks never miss. Millie's not missed once. And her and Liam, those babies are going to be beautiful. That's all I can say. Also, I feel like we really did not discuss as a nation enough how Liam is 21 years old. 21 years old. I am 22 years old, and he looked like he could be my father. He looked like he could have brought me up and driven me to school in a people carrier every morning from the ripe age of 4. I don't quite understand what went on there. I don't understand if his parents were feeding him a different type of milk. I personally was brought up on the blue milk, which is, as far as I'm aware, the strongest milk. And yet he still seems to look about 20 years older than me. So I'm really, like, if any chemist, scientist, biologist, specialist is listening to this podcast, I would love an explanation as to how that man looks so old. Still looks great, though. I won't lie. They are a very attractive couple. And they are cute. I was to begin with, like, oh, God, these two are just too cute for this show. Like, Love Island is not for cute couples. Love Island is for toxic love. If I wanted to watch two people fall in love and get romantic, then, babes, there is a million romantic films on Netflix that I could stick on. I could be sticking on The Notebook, and I could watch watch Millie and Liam. But as time has gone on, I've actually quite quickly realized they are very much needed on the show, and I would like to eat my hat. And I'm voting for Millie and Liam to win at this point. This is what I'm voting for. And the final thing that I want to say about this Love Island is Lucinda. You are inspiring. You're inspiring to the country. You are the actual definition, the premise of a girl boss. The hustle and drive that you have in that villa to secure a Pretty Little Thing contract, I have to applaud, because I've never seen someone graft and work for something so hard and know what they want. And it's impressive, babe. And at the end of the day, if you don't get the Pretty Little Thing deal, the tears and the dramatics and the theatrics that we got from Brad's departure has already landed you a role in EastEnders. I'm sure the writers and the script people have already written you in a role, babe. Like, you can walk straight into that. I have to say, I've never seen someone move on so fast in that villa. Like, I know people are always like, oh, like, usually when their couple, like, if they're in a couple and their partner gets dumped, they spend at least 2 to 3 working business days sort of moping about to kind of make it believable. Because if we're really being honest here, 85% of people who go on that show actually have no feelings. 85% of people who go on the show nowadays do not care about any other person in that villa other than themselves. And I am not complaining about that. It's not something to complain about. It's not something that we actually, like, is an issue, but it's just the actual truth. But Lucinda just was like, babes, the rate that people are getting dumped this series, I don't have these 2 to 3 days to really sort of like mope about and make this believable. I've got to make this snappy and move on quick, because these boys are getting snapped up and I'm going to be the next one dumped. And she has moved on at speed. And I have to applaud that. Like, this is what I mean. She is a girl boss. She is a hustler. She knows what she wants and she's going to get it. And I just have no complaints, really. My God, Normani is finally back. It actually shakes me to my core that Motivation came out 2 years ago. 2 years. 365 plus 365 is 300 plus 300 is 600. 60 plus 60 is 120. That's 720. 730 days ago, Motivation came out, people. And now we finally, she is back. She's back with a song called Wildside featuring Cardi B, and I'm really much enjoying it. The album artwork is divine. It's delicious. But I just feel like Normani is another, she's just one of those girls who never misses. Like, everything, well, she's now deleted everything from her Instagram, which I need to get this off my chest. One of my biggest pet peeves is when pop stars or, well, it's mainly pop stars, but I guess, like, I don't really feel like actors or any other public figures do this. It's only singers who are really, like, do this. But they'll go back and delete or archive all their Instagram when, like, a new era is coming. This is not necessary. This has no impact, because the amount of times it's been done nowadays, like, when Taylor Swift first did it, when she, like, made her Bad Blood era, that was impactful. That was jaw-dropping. That was news-breaking. Like, honestly, if I was sat down watching Come Dine With Me, I honestly expected Channel 4 to stop the episode halfway through with a breaking news broadcast segment to tell me that Taylor Swift has deleted everything from her Instagram. Because she was the first one to do it. And it actually made logistical and sense in terms of, like, marketing. Because she went from, like, this southern country, like, pop girl to, like, this Bad Blood, like, rock chick. Well, no, actually, that's a complete lie. It was literally nothing like rock. But you know what I mean? Like, it was a big change, which made sense for everything from her Instagram to be deleted and it to start again. And Normani, baby, you know I love you. You know I'm always going to root for you. You know you could literally drop airwaves. 3 minutes and 30 seconds of just nothing. 0 decibel airwaves. And I would still put it on my story. Like, stream Normani now. Normani streaming party. Like, I've got your back. But was this really necessary? Was a whole rebrand necessary when the only thing that you've actually dropped is Motivation? I just don't think it was. And also, if you all follow Normani on Instagram, you know her Instagram was beautiful. Like, she always had the best Instagram pics, and now they're all gone. And for what? But I will forgive her, because she said that the album is coming by the end of the year. I'm so excited. Just Normani has everything. She's got the look, she's got the dance, she's got the vocals, she's just got that star quality that people need. You know, like, Dua Lipa has the same sort of, like, star quality. Like, you just know that they're going to do well. So I'm very excited to hear what's going to come from Normani this year. Also, speaking of my favorite female artists, two of my favorite people to ever grace this earth had a link up this week. Brie Runway and Doja Cat. I was shaken to my core. It was at Winnie Harlow's Pretty Little Thing collection, which Winnie Harlow is an actual goddess. Like, she is absolutely beautiful. Like, genuinely one of the most gorgeous people to ever walk this planet. But I watched America's Next Top Model, right? And if you didn't know, Winnie Harlow originally came from America's Next Top Model. And I also understand reality TV and editing, it completely can change like how someone comes across. But she didn't come across the best on America's Next Top Model. But you know what? Her face makes up for it. Honestly, if I look like that too, I'd probably be a bitch. Like, let's be completely honest. I'm kind of rude already as it is, and I'm probably at best a 5.5 out of 10. So if I was looking at 10 out of 10, honestly, I would fear for anyone who came across my path. But Bree Runway and Doja Cat linked up at her pre-little thing launch, and they both were performing, and they both were dancing together, and they went out for dinner last night again in America. I'm just so happy for Bree Runway because I love her. I'm so glad these opportunities are starting to come through for her. And honestly, I genuinely think a Doja Cat and Bree Runway collaboration would be earth-shattering. Well, maybe not earth-shattering, but earth-shattering in Lewis's earth. Do you know what I mean? Next one is a little bit intellectual for Pop Off Podcast, but who says blondes can't be smart? You know, let's crush this dumb blonde stereotype. I know that I'm not actual blonde, and if you could see me right now, thank God this is a podcast, because my roots are coming through at a rapid speed. I'm actually getting it sorted in 2 days, so back off. Seriously, just get out of my business. But let's start some intellectual discourse on this podcast. Who says that Pop Off can't break you groundbreaking news? Jeff, I never know how to say the name. Bezos. I know it's not this, but honestly, Jeff, if you're listening, babe, I think you should change the pronunciation of your name to Jeff Bezu. That's so cute. Oh my God, such a celebrity. Jeff Bezu. Anyway, carrying on. The CEO of Amazon, you know who I'm talking about, richest man in the world. Take everything I'm saying with this story with a pinch of salt, because if you're asking me what Rihanna was wearing last week, babe, I'm going to know every single detail down to the waist measurements. I'm not really sure on the technical details. Maybe read something from like The Guardian or I don't know, like Stephen Hawkins. I don't know. Just read something more intellectual than this. But I'm pretty sure, as far as I'm aware, it's a self, like it's just full of civilians in this flight. Like there's no astronauts going. Do you understand how terrifying that is? I am terrified. You think I would fly not just to a different country, but I wouldn't even get on a plane to bloody Ibiza without a trained pilot on there. This is genuinely terrifying. This is why this is a public outcry. I'm joking. But he said something like, I actually listened to it on the radio today. He said something like, it was his dream ever since he was 5 years old to do it, so he wanted to do it. And I mean, I guess if you're the richest man in the world, you can kind of do anything that you want anyway. Like, go for it, babe. But I don't know. Personally, I've got a long list of things that I want to achieve before I fly to the moon, such as get a Birkin bag, stay at the Shard. Like, babes, there's a lot of things I want to tick off before the moon. Although I am saying this as if this man is not the richest thing in the world. Like, I'm pretty sure he's ticked off everything. This is very much the thing that you do when you've ran out of bucket list things. You know, a bucket list typically consists of bungee jump, get a tattoo, get a crazy piercing. You know, I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezu must have done all these things by now, to the point where his bucket list has reached the point that he wants to fly to the moon without an astronaut. And you know what? I mean, I hope it goes well, God. But good luck, Jeff. God bless. MTV Cribs is returning, people. MTV Cribs is returning this August. I don't understand. I don't think you understand how excited I am for this. This was my SHIT, sugar, honey, iced tea back in the day. Oh my goodness. I would be obsessed with the show. The way that these celebrities had their homes was divine, inspiring to the masses. And realistically, now that I'm off this, and I always, when I would watch it when I was younger, I was like, that's going to be my house one day. That's going to be my house. Okay, babes, we're now in the London property market, and the London property prices really just ain't leaning themselves towards me having a 50-foot basketball court and a slide from my fourth floor down to my ground floor reception. But you know, a boy can still dream. Actually, you know what? Fun fact, I have actually stayed somewhere which had a slide. Technically, it was a one floor flat, and it was like a loft with a mattress on, which had about, it was like a 6-foot slide down. But you think I'm not going to over-exaggerate that story and dine out on stories saying that I stayed at an apartment, not an apartment, sorry, a luxury penthouse. It definitely wasn't, I think it was literally like not even on the second floor out of like vibes, but a luxury penthouse, which had a slide from upstairs to downstairs. Oh my gosh. I was really like, really divinely. This is the issue with me though. I am, not that I lie, well, I mean, I white lie from time to time, but who doesn't? I think white lies are fun, especially to people I don't know. An Uber driver, every single Uber I've ever been in and they've asked what I've done, I've told a different story. I pray to God there's not like one big WhatsApp group chat with every Uber driver in London in and they like can discuss stories, because babes, I've been caught out on so many lines. I've been a hairdresser to one. They'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, hairdressing. And they're like, oh, like, you need to train for that. I'm like, yeah, I've got level 3 in hair and beauty, babe. Like, I've got level 3. Like, calm down. Next one. Oh, yeah, no, I'm an accountant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I trained. It's definitely not what an accountant does. This is what I mean, though. I always get caught out on my lies. And then the Uber drivers ask me something too specific. And I stumble and I mumble and they catch me out. And then it's awkward because we got 20 more minutes until my destination arrival time. And I'm sat in the back like a bold-faced liar. Adele has been spotted, I'm pretty sure it was at a basketball match this week. Now, I wasn't going to speak about this until I started thinking. And I was like, hold on a minute. Number one, Adele looks absolutely phenomenal. If you have not seen the pictures, I'm sure if you just Google Adele basketball game, it's going to come up. She looks incredible. I love Adele. She is one of my favorite celebrities ever. And there's like a lot of celebrities out there who you hear through the grapevine, like, I don't know, like your friend's dog, sister's cats met them before or worked for them or did this and that and they weren't that nice. The amount of people who I have met who have met Adele and said that she is the nicest human. My brother's girlfriend worked in a bag shop. Like it was a designer handbag shop, but she worked in like the bespoke section of a designer handbag shop. So she'd get like a lot of like really cool people come in because obviously they'd come in and like design their bags. And Adele, like not the laptop Adele, the actual singer Adele walked into the shop one day and my brother's girlfriend said she was literally so nice. Like, you would have never even guessed she was Adele. She didn't carry herself like Adele. She carried herself like a normal girl. And I love that. But the reason why I wanted to speak about Adele today is, were we not supposed to get music from her like round about this time last year? Or did I just completely make that up? Like, was she not on all the American like late night talk shows doing up promo? She was definitely doing that because, ladies and gentlemen, her came from one of those talk shows last year. So why was she doing up all this promo and coming back on the scene just to ghost us? It's actually heartbreaking because the other night I was listening to Hometown Glory, a musical genius masterpiece. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure Adele can play Claire de Lune or whatever those Beethoven songs are called. But could Beethoven do Hometown Glory? I don't think so, babe. If we're being honest, I really don't think so. It's a musical masterpiece and I need more Adele music in my life instantly. As you guys already know, every episode we end with an unpopular opinion that someone has submitted over on our TikTok, which is just at Pop Up Podcast. You can go ahead and submit yours and maybe featured next week. There's like a Q&A button in the bio on the TikTok account. You can just press that and then you can submit it there. And also, just go ahead and follow us. We post a bunch of little snippets from the episodes and it's a fun time over there. But this week's unpopular opinion is back to Love Island related. And someone had the audacity. Someone had the audacity to say that this is the best season ever. I don't know if they were pulling my leg. I don't know if they wanted to evoke an emotional response out of me. I really don't want to actually, quite frankly, speak about this for this long because it's upsetting that you don't appreciate the fine art piece of work that season 5 of Love Island is. You really don't appreciate Amber Gill's dead ting. You really don't appreciate Anna Vicali's 2 days. You really don't appreciate Bel Hassan's If You Dare Come At Me With A Ring. You really don't appreciate Amy Hart's I'm Coming Back Here To Tell You That I Loved You. Like, that, it's disgraceful. These are contemporary pieces of art which will end up in a V&A exhibition in the year 3030. And you're going to come at me saying this season I don't even want to talk about it because I'm getting too emotional. So I'm really sorry, but this is where the episode is just going to have to end. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Pop Off. Make sure you remember to subscribe. You can find us everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Global Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else. And I'll see you guys next week, every Thursday, for another episode. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.